True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Boy, it's a really good thing that... This is going to sound arrogant, but it is... It's a really good thing the Royals were nice enough to give me this booth here at Kauffman Stadium so I could interact with Royals fans after a game like this, because without you guys picking me up after this game, I'd be ranting and raving, screaming and whatnot. Now, I still might do that because I'm anything but happy after this one. But you guys did put me in a better mood, so to all of you that swung by, said hi, gave me the knuckles through the glass. I appreciate it. You picked me up. Because the Royals were just clowned by the Mariners. Clowned by the Mariners and their fans. Royals lose game one to Seattle, 12-5 the final score. Royals are now a game below 500. 11 to play and a game below 500. Now, I'm not going to get into my whole rant of how very important I believe it is that this team finishes above 500. Now they need to go 7-4 down the stretch in order to finish this season with 82 victories. Let me give you the phone number right out of the gate. If you were one of the more than 20,000 to turn out tonight, you get right to the front of the line. But if you want to talk Royals baseball, to me, tonight's game's one of two things, either historic or embarrassing. I guess there's in-between, and hopefully you can find the in-between. But no, had it not been for so many of you that stopped by, and you know, we're just happy to have a nice night at the ballpark. If it wasn't for seeing your smiling faces, I'd just be going on about how embarrassing this game was tonight. But you don't want to hear that, and I don't want to talk like that. So the Peterson and Associates phone line is wide open for you, 913-586-7965. I think if you're a Royals fan, just a good old-fashioned Royals fan, well, you know what? I guess that's not even true, because the good old-fashioned Royals fan just loves the boys in blue, you know. The good old Royals fan was applauding when Michael Wacha walked off the mound. I'm sitting up here in the press box saying, man, this is only happening in Kansas City. So I guess if you're solely a Royals fan, right, you don't pay attention to what's going on outside of your team. If you were a good old Royals fan in the building, God love you. If you're a Royals fan and you were not in the building, I don't know what to tell you. This game was an embarrassment. Down 7-0, 3 innings in to the final homestand of the season. After a disastrous road trip and a team that just completely fell out of contention, to find yourself down nearly double-digit runs by the fifth inning. That's an embarrassment. So if you're a Royals fan and you weren't one of the 20,000, you should be angry. That was a horrible performance. Offensively, defensively, on the mound, just bad. Top to bottom, bad. Now, if you are a Kansas City Royals fan, you love the city and you love the team. Well, okay, tonight might be historic for you. Because you saw Carter Jensen, Kansas City's own, connect on a pair of bombs. His first two big league home runs. And in hitting those two home runs, he becomes the franchise's all-time leader in home runs among players born in Kansas City, Missouri. So Carter Jensen, with his 10 total bases, he falls one shy of the franchise record for a catcher. A record that was set by Salvi 12 years ago, more than 12 years ago. Carter Jensen almost matched his idol a few weeks into his big league career. So if you're a Kansas City Royals fan, I get it. Yeah, tonight was historic. And if you're just a baseball fan, just a Major League Baseball fan, and I talked to a few of you out here after the game, those of you that, sure, root for the Royals, but love the game. And you told me, sure, it's disappointing. Sure, watching my favorite ball club lose by 7 runs after allowing a season-high 12 tonight, of course, that's tough to endure. But to be in the building and watch Cal Raleigh connect on home run number 55 to pass Mickey Mantle for the Major League Baseball record most home runs by a switch hitter in a single season, and then an inning later, Raleigh connects on his 56th. Cal Raleigh matches Ken Griffey Jr. for the Seattle franchise record for homers in a season. So to me, tonight's game's either historic or embarrassing. It's up to you. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Let's go to Bo in Smithville. Bo, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? I just got a couple questions. What do you think about the deal with Jensen? Jensen's been doing awesome. Like, I can't give him more credit. Where's the Golden Gloves been this whole time that we've been waiting for? We're playing great defense, but we cannot hit the ball. But at all end, and Jensen, what do you think about the replacement as him going in for Perez? Because Jensen is a great replacement, and he's doing his deed.
Yeah, Bo, thanks for the phone call. I'm trying to decipher exactly what do I think about Carter Jensen? I mean, the guy is one of the top prospects in Major League Baseball. No. He's in the big leagues. He's on the 40-man roster. I think he's on the opening day roster in 2026. I think Salvi's going to be on the opening day roster in 2026. I think it'll be interesting to see who catches more games in 2026. And Salvi's going to DH a lot, I would think, next year. Yeah, Carter Jensen's not going anywhere. I don't think that was ever really a debate. No, this dude's the future. Salvi said so. In Philadelphia, right? He told Danny Rogers of MLB.com, yeah, this guy's the future. He's the future of the Kansas City Royals. He doesn't turn 23 until next summer. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of him. I've been a big fan of him. I really fell in baseball love with him this spring training. Loved watching him work. Loved the way that he talked about the game, the way that he thinks baseball. A big night for Carter Jensen. 3 for 4, scores 3, drives in 3, and becomes the third player this season to hit his first 2 homers in the same game. Yeah, remember, Cags did it in June. John Rave did it in July. And now Carter Jensen here in September. Dustin was one of the more than 20,000 in the building tonight. Dustin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh Berger, what's up, man? This is Dustin. I called in a few weeks ago. Me and my boy Dustin, or me and my boy Reese, are at the game. Shout out Grandpa Charlie for getting us tickets. My wife, Cora. I just got to say, man, it's an absolute pleasure watching Carter Jensen. I got to put my boy Reese on. He's 14. He's got to say something here.
So I had a really good experience watching Carter Jensen tonight. I mean, he hit 2 rockets tonight, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He hit 3 rockets, as a matter of fact. Even the one that went for 3. A double was a rocket. Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, we love your show. We're going to listen out there. Thanks for everything you do for the community. Go Royals.
Well, hey, thank you for the phone call. Thanks to Grandpa Charlie for the tickets. Carter Jensen tonight with 2 outs and nobody on in the 4th inning. Royals are already down 9-0 at this point. And Carter Jensen goes oppo for his first big league bomb. It was very reminiscent of Eric Hosmer's final home run as a Royal. Remember that? The final game of the season? Hit a line drive over the left field wall, first inning against the Diamondbacks. That's what that reminded me of. That's what that Carter Jensen, 103 off the bat, as he takes a heater from Logan Gilbert that was in the middle, 94 in the middle, and he goes opposite field with it. Then with a man on first and 2 outs in the 6th inning, Jensen falls behind 0-2, evens up the count at 2-2, and on the 6th pitch, he gets a changeup down and in, and he drops the head of the bat on it and belts it over the right field wall. This one left his bat 111 miles per hour. His second big league home run. He would come to the plate again in the 8th with 1 out and a man on, and again, squares one up 111 miles per hour off of the bat. He drives it to the right center field wall. A 3-hit day, his first career 3-hit day and his first career multi-homer game. Royals, though, lose 12-5. Let's go to Allie in Olathe. Allie, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, Bird. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing so well. This is a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Hey, all right.
All right. So I just want to say we got Dominic Calzone's 3rd home run of the game. We didn't catch it, but we got it tossed to us. Super, super fun. Carter Jensen, I'm so excited to see his 1st and 2nd home run of his career. I think he's a great replacement. Not even what Bo was trying to suggest. Go Jensen. We're super excited to have him. Had so much fun. Not the game we wanted, but we're so optimistic for the seasons to come.
No doubt. No, I'm with you on that. Thanks for the phone call, Allie. We were talking about it earlier today on the On Deck show. You know, Cags and Carter, Salvi and Bobby, Vinny and Michael. It's a pretty strong foundation, right? I mean, I haven't heard anyone that wants those 6 anywhere but in the Royals starting lineup in 2026. Right? 2/3 of your lineup you feel like is already set. You know your rotation is already set, and yet you look at the record and see that this ball club is 1 game under 500. And it doesn't add up. I can't want the whole team back and then call this season a disappointment. And yet, see, there's no reason to start doing this. Let me catch myself right now, because I was going to talk about what we can dream on. What Carter Jensen could be in 2026. What Jack Caglione better be in 2026. You take those 2 things and you throw on top of it Bobby, Michael, Vinny, and Salvi, and you think, That's a formidable front in the American League Central. Coupled with a rotation that you know the names. Reagan's returns tomorrow. Lugo Bubich will be there on opening day, more than likely. We know we're not seeing Bubich this year. I'm not expecting to see Seth Lugo again this year. But Bubich, Reagans, Waka, Lugo, Kolek, Berger, Cameron, next season to go along with those six bats. It's hard not to like it. It's hard not to return to our division title or bust expectations, the same that we had coming into this season. And yet, as I say that, I'm reminded that with 11 games to go, the Royals' tragic number sits at 5. So any combination of Royals' losses and Astros' victories that amount to 11, and it's a wrap. Right, Royals were at 6 coming into the day. They lose, and that tragic number falls now to 5. Astros taking on the Texas Rangers. Astros hanging on to a one-run lead in the ninth inning. If that holds, the Royals' tragic number will fall to 4. Let's go to Gianni, leaving the game. He was one of the more than 20,000 in the building, and he was one of the people that picked me up after the game. Gianni, what's happening?
Oh, just leaving the K, actually just driving out. It was a good night, and I'm glad to chat with you at the glass. It's always good to see you.
Likewise, and, yes, indeed.
And so tonight, just one thing I wanted to touch on is tonight was a night for the people that find romance in baseball. You know, there was some rain and a good amount of people. I was glad to hear you say over 20,000 people. I was guessing about 17, so that's great to hear that on a Tuesday. And I will say the only team that I've ever owned a hat of outside of a Kansas City-based team. I'm born and raised Kansas City, 37 years old. And that team was the Seattle Mariners. And it was because of my...
Oh, Gianni. I think he was going down the road of Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah, Gianni, we lost you, buddy. But I'm with you. I'm only a few years older than you. But I think, yeah, if you were born anywhere between 1981... and 1988, Ken Griffey Jr. is one of your three favorite baseball players of all time. And because he's one of your three favorite baseball players of all time, that Mariners hat is always cool to you. And I don't care which one, the yellow S or the one that they made to look like a compass. Either way, you throw that bad boy on at any point in your life and you look cool. Because everyone knew that's Ken Griffey Jr.'s hat. And if you wear it backwards, you get extra points. Gianni, I'm with you. Although, my guy was Frank Thomas. Ken Griffey was top three, but Frank Thomas was my guy growing up. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. JT Noah's with us back at the studio. JT, would you break the bad news to our listeners?
Yeah, Houston just won.
And you could hear the disappointment in JT's voice. So that tragic number falls to 4, which means even if the Royals go 11-0 down the stretch, they would need the Astros to finish 3-8. It's possible. And they would need other teams to continue to collapse as well. So Royals lose game one of this 3-game series, game one of this final homestand of the season, a 6-game homestand, 12-5 the final score. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. We go to Armando in Kansas City. Armando, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Josh?
Well, buddy, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Just came back from the game. I'm here with my girlfriend, Estrella. She went with me. But, yeah, kind of like you were talking about earlier, I mean, I'm really optimistic about next season, especially with being out there to see Carter Jensen. I mean, he was, like, tearing the cover off the ball today. That was awesome to see. That was my first time actually seeing him play. So,
quite that, the impression.
I mean, oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, yeah, like really, I already like turned the page on this year, to be honest, sure. But, you know, I'm not too disappointed. I mean, we had injuries, but, yeah, man, I'm excited for next year. I'm excited. And, trying to manifest this right now. I feel like I don't know. What do you think about, us signing, a player we saw tonight, Randy Arozarena, be our left fielder next year?
Well, I saw John Sherman walking out of Kauffman Stadium. He was a few steps ahead of me. He has mentioned plenty of times, and maybe it's only to butter me up, but he's mentioned that he listens to the postgame show. So, Armando, I think you just told him. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I mean, sign me up. What's up? Sign me up. I'm all for it. Mr. Sherman, if you're listening, keep throwing money at this team. I know that Michael and Vinny and Urseg are all due big old pay raises, and so is Bobby, and Lugo's going to be your highest paid player next year, and Waka and Salvi. And yeah, no, I get it. You're spending money like a big boy, but spend some more if you would. We would all really appreciate it. And then even after you do that, we're going to ask you to spend more. So, it's an insatiable appetite we have as a fan base. So, but yeah, Randy Arozarena, man, I'd love to see it. That guy is, he's certainly a producer. He's clutch in the big moments. He craves the big moments. But no, I don't see it. No, the only type of, now, real quick, before I get too deep into this, you know, I don't think I saw the Royals signing Seth Lugo the way that they did, or Bobby Witt Jr. the way that they did, or I guess I could say Carlos Estevez, right? Once they struck out on bringing in that big bat, maybe you don't spend the money. Maybe you hang on to that cash. No, instead they went out and paid Carlos Estevez, and boy, is that paid off. But, you know, if I was to guess the off-season approach, you know, I think the easy answer is you could trade a pitcher, you know, to bring in the bat that this team needs. But where does that bat play? Because I think second base is spoken for. Jonathan India, Michael Massey. I think any sort of off-season offensive improvement is going to be made via trade, to where you know part with a guy like Brady Singer to bring in a guy like Jonathan India. Although the issue is, who's that starting pitcher you're willing to move? Cameron, Burgert, Reagans. I don't know how you move Chris Bubich. You would think he would be the easiest because he has an expiring contract at the end of 2026. But if I'm a rival general manager, how do I know this guy's healthy? So Bubich is out. Reagans, Lugo, Waka, and you know Lugo, he's out too. An ERA north of 8 is the last thing I saw if I'm another general manager. He was the most ineffective starting pitcher in the sports since he signed that contract, so he's out too. So, okay, we want to trade a starting pitcher. It's Reagans, it's Waka, it's Burgerts, it's Cameron. Yeah, I don't think you pull the trigger on that trade comfortably. Right? All those years of control of Ryan Burgert or Noah Cameron, the Cy Young Award stuff that you still have under team control for 3 years when it comes to Cole Reagans, with the consistent professionalism of Michael Waka, who, despite tonight's performance, a case can be made, well, it is his worst performance as a Royal and one of the worst of his career, but even with this performance tonight, he's still the pitcher of the year in this organization, in my opinion. if you're going to make an offensive improvement, it's going to be via a trade, or in my opinion, if it is free agency, that's a platoon-type bat that you're bringing in. I don't think you're bringing in a bat that's playing 145 games. That's starting 145 games. I don't see it. I hope I'm wrong, because if I'm wrong, that means exactly like what you said, Armando, that they threw some money at a big-name bat. And boy, we'll party if that happens. But no, as I look towards 2026, it's improvement from Jack Caglione, first and foremost. Improvement from Carter Jensen. And Bobby and Salvi get off to a better start. Vinny as well. You get another solid year from Michael Garcia. And again, that's your 1-6 in the lineup, in my opinion. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. We are very late for a break. We'll take our first quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls as the Royals drop game one to the Mariners. 12-5, the final score. We're back with
Black Friday. More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
More after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Fastball slice down the left field line, hooking toward the corner. Arozarena gives it a look. It's gone into the Mariners' bullpen. Carter Jensen's first big league home run is an opposite field line drive shot at Kauffman Stadium. The stuff he grew up dreaming about becomes reality. A standing ovation for Carter Jensen as he crosses home plate. His first major league home run puts the Royals on the board.
That's a great call. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Now, it was 9-0, but Carter puts the boys on the board. They're in the fourth inning. Yeah, Royals trailed 9-1 at the end of four. 10-1 at the end of five. Carter Jensen again goes deep in the sixth. The two-run blast. That made it 10-3 Seattle. Royals would get two more in the eighth, but the Mariners would get two more in the ninth. And our final score, M's 12, Royals 5, and the boys are back below 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I wanted to say thanks to Dan and Jeff for swinging by after the game and say bravo again to Jeff. He sang the national anthem before the game, and I was letting him know, man, we had the windows up at that point up in the press box, and he was just bellowing right through them, and it came very naturally. I thought he did a great job. And Chiefs, if you're listening and you need someone to sing the national anthem, hook my boy Dan, hook my boy Jeff up, Dan's brother, Jeff. Hook him up. 913-586-7965. A lot of love coming in on the text line for Carter Jensen, Park Hill High School's own. And for good reason, again, 3-for-4 tonight, 10 total bases, hitting laser beams all over the yard. A home run over the left field wall that you just heard, a home run over the right field wall, which you might hear coming up before we get out of here. From the 816, Vern, literal pole-to-pole power from Carter Jensen. That's what we have in our native son, and hopefully he is our backstop for years to come. Also, Vern, I'm wondering, is there a remote possibility that Jack Caglione will ever get on the mound in mop-up duty, like a game like this? Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. That's certainly interesting, although I'll say no, not anytime soon, because I just remember the one time, I think it was Mike Matheny let Michael A. Taylor get up there and throw. And it was something that he always wanted to do, and he took it way too seriously, and I believe ended up hurting himself. Now, Cags is a pitcher, and I know is still taking care of his arm. He's had conversations about it with Michael Lorenzen about possibly doing it down the line. But I think if you put him up there on the bump, he wouldn't pitch as if it's mop-up duty and we're just trying to get to the clubhouse. He would pitch as if he's performing for a spot in the bullpen next year. So I don't think I'll see that this year, probably not next year. Maybe once he really has his footing in the big leagues. I was going to say mature enough to do it, but, I mean, who's more mature than Michael A. Taylor, and it even got the best of him? So, no, I think we're away. I think it's more likely they let Jack Caglione throw a bullpen as a reliever than they let him pitch mop-up duty in a 10-run game. 913-586-7965. Scott from Independence says, yes, Vern, it was a blowout, but seeing Carter Jensen's first and second homers was worth being in the house. He needs some guaranteed foods for a performance like that. Yeah, Scott. I mean, it does seem so obvious that, of course, Carter Jensen is tonight's guaranteed foods player of the game, and maybe I'm overthinking it. And maybe I'm swayed because I saw Carter's little brother swing by after the game. They were proud of their brother, holding up his jersey. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I wasn't going to give it to him, to be quite honest with you. Even though he just had a historic night in the ballpark he attended as a kid. But maybe that's reflective of just how much I think of him. 3-for-4 is nice, but if you're one half of a battery that gives up 12 runs, I'm sorry, I'm going to have a difficult time giving you the Player of the Game award. I was going to go Taylor Clark, honestly. Taylor Clark threw a 1-2-3 eighth inning going through Cal Raleigh, Julio Rodriguez, and Josh Naylor. No other Royals pitcher went through those three batters unscathed. So I was going to give it to Taylor Clark, but you know what? You're right. Clarky already has tasted the delicious goods, courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. Carter Jensen, fine. I'm with you. He is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Like I mentioned, 10 total bases, one shy of the franchise's all-time record. Sure. Carter Jensen, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. And they've been doing that since 1958. Sign up today. Call them at 913-888-5000 or visit guaranteedfoods.com. Let's go to Tess in Kansas City. Tess, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. I would like to say, from the beginning of your show, I feel it's both historic and embarrassing. I'm able to handle both emotions at the same time. And one of the things that was driving me crazy, because I start listening to the radio while I'm still leaving my seat, and I was listening to Q, and he was...
Tess, did we catch you at a bad time? Are you busy right now?
I'm feeding cats, but...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you squeezing us in. Yeah.
Okay, so I was listening to Q, and he wouldn't come out and say, yes, Waka threw away the game. If you look at it, I mean, all the hitting was done while Waka was pitching. Well, there, I mean, there two or three afterwards. And then they dried up. They didn't do anything else. The rest of our bullpen was able to hold them.
They scored five runs on the bullpen. Five runs in the final six innings. Tess, I appreciate the phone call. Those cats sound really hungry. Let's go to Alec in Kansas City. Alec, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to chat real quick.
Sure. Thanks, man.
I definitely wanted to have a conversation tonight. I wanted to focus on two things. One, the history of the game. I know it's unfortunate as we watch two history for Cal Raleigh, right? Beating Mickey Mantle and tying Ken Griffey. It was great to watch as a baseball fan, but what I wanted to focus on was the pitches in the dirt tonight. Through the first few or three innings, it seemed like we were golfing, right? There's a decent golf course next to Kauffman that some of these guys feels like that's where they need to be, and it just felt like the pitches in the dirt.
That's a pretty mean splitty that Logan Gilbert has. Yeah, that's a good splitter.
Right,
he's a good pitcher.
He is, but it's one of those things, if we're going to go for a playoff spot here, that's not something we can have down the stretch. And someone in the ballpark tonight, that was very tough to watch, but, you know, I'm still here for the boys. I hope that we find a way back, but it's starting to feel like it's going to be very, very tough at this point.
Yeah, sure. No, it's, I appreciate the phone call. It's a wrap, bro. Yeah. Tragic number of four. So, again, Royals can go 11-0, and then they still need to hope and wish that the Houston Astros just absolutely gag. And that the Texas Rangers and Cleveland Guardians do the same. Logan Gilbert, the 6'6 pterodactyl of elbows and knees, went 5 2/3 tonight. Struck out five Royals. Four of the five strikeouts coming courtesy of his splitter. He got Michael Garcia to chase a slider. Royals lose 12-5. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Phone lines are always there for you. The text line as well. 913-586-7965. Royals surrender five homers in a game for the first time all year. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Josh. It was a great night for Carter getting his first two home runs, one the left and one the right. My brother John just called. He said the Royals have to win out, and you're right. I said the Astros have to fall 3-8 for the Royals to make it, even though they went out. I just saw on KCT 5 my Special Olympic friends, John and James, they're at Arrowhead today, greeting the Chiefs players, so that was a great treat for them. And one other thing, Josh, Tad Livingston, he does Special Olympics. He sings, he's been singing too at Kauffman Stadium. I think you've heard him a couple of times singing in National Anthem. He's a pretty good singer. So let's pick this is tomorrow.
Yeah, they got a lot of good singers out here, Dan. I appreciate it, man. No, I was never much of a singer. My wife is a great singer. Hey, you know what was a great moment tonight? Obviously, Salvador Perez coming to the dish to lead off the second inning. And the 20,000 all stand up to applaud the captain, who became the eighth catcher in history with 300 homers and 1,000 RBIs. That was a real cool moment. I mean this with all due respect, and it's going to sound bad, but it's not meant in a negative tone. Salvi looked old. In that, again, I'm not, I mean, the guy right after getting the ovation smacks a single through the left side and three pitches later goes first to third on Cags' single to right field. So I don't mean athletically or even, you know, wrinkles. I'm not saying that he is old. He's younger than me. Of course, he's not old. I mean in... No, I don't know. In the sense that it seemed like he was taking it all in, as if he's understanding that, and he's already understood this, that there are more at-bats in the rearview mirror than on the road ahead. You know, more, when I see guys do what Salvi did, doff the helmet and, you know, acknowledge the fans and acknowledge the opposing dugout and, you know, point out a few players that he's buddies with out there, right? You saw Salvi shout out his countryman, Eugenio Suarez, there at third. But when I've seen that here at Kauffman Stadium, it's Lorenzo Cain as a Brewer. It's Eric Hosmer, the Boston Red Sox. It's Mike Moustakas, the Cincinnati Red. It's guys that have done all they could for Kansas City, but have now had to go somewhere else to finish off their career. And to see Salvi kind of drink that all in a Royals uniform, well, honestly, it's just something that I haven't seen very often. I've been covering the Royals for, what, 13 years? We've obviously never had a player like this. Zach Greinke's not like Salvador Perez. I mean, there's only a handful of guys that have had the career in Kansas City the length of Salvi. So you know what? The more I talk about it, maybe it's not Salvi that looked old. It's the reflection that I'm seeing right now in the mirror that's old. But what I really loved about it was, even before they announced Salvi's name, behind the dish, Cal Rowley was already clapping. Cal Rowley, the guy that broke Salvi's record for most homers in a season by a backstop, continuing to show the respect that Salvi has around the game. And I guess it's no longer a surprise. We've known that for a very long time. And to me, it was never more evident than 2 years ago. Salvi took a foul ball off the helmet while catching, took a ball off the face mask. And I remember Yordan Alvarez asking for time and calling out the Royals trainer. And then he started to attend to Salvi. Yordan Alvarez, a young superstar, understood that he's playing alongside one of the greatest of all time. And ever since then, man, it's, you don't have to watch the game long to see the reverence that these guys have for Salvi. So to watch Cal Rowley put his hands together while he's still in the crouch, knowing that the great number 13 is about to come to the dish and these people are going to explode, I thought that was pretty cool. As a matter of fact, I thought that was tonight's MVP. Air conditioning. Cool play of the game. I know it wasn't a play, but you know what? We could go the single that he hit right afterward. How about that? Salvi's leadoff single in the second inning was tonight's MVP air conditioning. Cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Now, what happened after that leadoff single? Well, you already know. You heard me mention Jack Caglione ripped a 1-1 offering through the right side for a single. Salvi went first to third, so the Royals had first and third with nobody out. But Fern, I thought you said they didn't score until the fourth. Yeah. Yeah, Jonathan India struck out, and then Carter Jensen struck out, and then Kyle Isbell flew out to right field. So the Royals at that point were trailing 3-0, had a chance to start clawing back, failed to do so, and the Mariners pounce. They score 4 in the third, and just like that, it's 7-0 Royals. And that 7-run deficit turns out to be the final deficit. Royals lose game 1 of the Mariners, 12-5, our final score. We'll take a quick timeout, get back to your thoughts right after.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Jensen lifts it down the right field line, hooking toward the corner. It's out of here! Carter Jensen's done it again! How about two big league home runs for number 22? The first and second of his major league career. He's gone down each line tonight. A two-run shot here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yes, indeed. Jake Eisenberg on the call. You heard it all right here on 96.5 The Fan. Carter Jensen, not one, but two big flies tonight. Jensen, darn near responsible for everything good that happened tonight. Jensen scores 3, drives in 3, and the Royals only scored 5, so yeah, he did everything. Royals lose 12-5, and they're now a game below 500. 11 games to go. 7-4 is what this team needs to do in these final 11. 7-4 if they're going to finish with a winning record. The last 30 years, only twice have we seen this franchise have a winning season and then follow it up with another winning season. It's only happened twice in 3 decades. 2015 and 2014, that's it. 7-4 down the stretch, and the Royals, as they try and rebuild this franchise, rebuild this culture, change the local perception, change the local narratives. I know 82 wins isn't going to change how people outside of Kansas City feel about the Royals. But you win 82, they can't call you a loser, right? When we look back on Salvi's career in decades, when we look back on Bobby's career in decades from now, You're not going to be able to chalk 2025 up with all those other losing seasons early in their careers. It's important to me. 7-4 down the stretch. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's take a look at the text line real quick. Katie in North Carolina says Michael Garcia is the next Randy Arozarena. I hope the Royals sign him to an extension. Royals still have him under team control for another 4 years, so it's not necessarily pressing. But I'm with you, Katie. I'd be all about it. I'll give Michael some security, financial security. Give yourself some cost certainty. I asked J.J. Piccolo earlier today about just that, about a possible long-term deal with Michael. Of course, he's going to have to leave some money on the table. But you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Here's what J.J. had to say about the idea of signing Michael to an extension this offseason.
There's going to be discussions about that. I mean, he's an all-star. He should win the Gold Glove this year. He's proven that he's a guy that we can rely on, and we want to recognize that and evaluate how we can recognize that. So those discussions will happen.
Here's a message for J.J. Piccolo on the text line from our buddy Raj in the Ozarks. Says, just scout the local high schools in Missouri. Seems to be a great stomping ground for talent. Well said. Yeah. Noah Cameron and Carter Jensen certainly proven that to be true. Callie in Smithville simply says, Vern, this is a train wreck, and yet I keep watching. Dwayne in Warsaw points out that this loss pretty much kicks us out of the postseason. Not officially. The tragic numbers down to 4. 11 games left. Tragic number of 4. Terry in Green Bay as well, hoping that the Royals can finish above 500. And he's wondering if Daniel Lynch or Jonathan Bolin have a spot on this team next season. That's an interesting question. I believe Daniel Lynch goes to arbitration this offseason. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, bullpen arms are pretty fickle. And I don't think either one of those guys have done anything to take a stranglehold on a opening day roster spot. But you can never have enough pitching. Both can give you multiple innings. So as of right now, yeah, I think they both have a spot on the 40-man roster. We'll see. Rally Mantis is congratulating Carter Jensen for the big night. Let's hear what Michael Wacha had to say after the game on FanDuel Sports Network.
Right, yeah. I mean, it was a tough one for me tonight, you know. Felt like they were all over everything. They didn't miss a mistake. They hit some good, well-executed pitches. Everything was pretty hard. And so, just a tough one for me out there tonight. And, be able to make some adjustments and, looking forward to the next one for sure. But, just a little bit of layoff, maybe a little rusty, getting out there, maybe not as tight of stuff as I would have liked with the pitches and stuff. But, hopefully getting to more of a normal routine going to this next one. And, definitely looking forward to getting back out there.
How are you feeling just with everything? I know you passed all the exams, but still.
Yeah, no, physically feel good, feel great.
That's good. I'm not worried about Michael Wacha. There's a lot to worry about. Michael Wacha is not the one. JT Noah's the one. Glad he's feeling better, man. Be careful with your allergies, ladies and gentlemen. JT, always nice working with you, brother. I appreciate it. Kansas City, always nice talking with you. We'll do it again tomorrow, hopefully. I'll be on the air at 5:30 with the On Deck Show. Talk to you then. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. Take care.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.